This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU is divesting itself of investments in Russian companies. The Board of Regents says it's important to stand with the people of Ukraine. Less than 1% of CU's long-term investments are tied to Russia's state-owned businesses. Governor Polis directed all public universities to examine their financial ties to Russia. Hospitals have deactivated a statewide system to deal with transferring patients during surges of the pandemic. CPR's John Daly reports.
That system is called the Combined Hospital Transfer Center. The statewide collaboration between hospitals and health systems was developed in 2020 to help hospitals from being overwhelmed by the pandemic. It was activated twice to address rising hospitalizations and challenges with capacity. During the Delta and Omicron surges, the system managed the transfers of more than 45,000 COVID-19 and non-COVID patients. The move comes with coronavirus hospitalizations below 400 and near their lowest point since last summer. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Tyler Carter of Colorado Springs will carry the U.S. flag at tomorrow's opening ceremony for the Paralympics.
He and a teammate will carry the Stars and Stripes when the games open in Beijing. Carter is an alpine skier who had a leg amputated as an infant. He's competed in the Paralympics twice before, in Sochi in 2014 and Pyeongchang in 2018.
CPR's Andrew Villegas. 70 in Denver, 67 in Fort Collins, 48 in Vail. This is CPR News.